Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. Subject, he's got the sugar, but he's not being sweet. Did you write this, Jay?
Betting story.
This about Jay? Right now, though, the nephew in the building with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
The sex is too loud.
Loud.
The sex is too loud. Hello.
Oh,
the sex is too loud.
Been there.
Let's go, cat dog.
Sex is too loud.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Cedric. Cedric.
You have the wrong number. This is his wife, though. Can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I'm calling you from the front desk here at the Hilton Hotel, and I've called the room a few times, and you guys haven't answered. So we actually went a little further and got the number that's connected with the credit card. And I wouldn't be calling your number like this, but the people are complaining about you guys on the floor that you guys are staying on, and they're saying that the sex is too loud. Coming from
I'm
you all
sorry?
Hotel room.
Wait a minute. What'd you say?
The people on you all's floor are saying that the sex is too loud coming from you and your husband's room.
Wait, what the f*** is going on here? I am at home, and that mother f*** is out of town. So what are you saying to me?
Can I get you to hold on for a second?
Sure. Some bull.
This is his wife on the phone right now. But she said she's at home. That's what she's telling me. She's telling me she's at home. But she's not upstairs. No, she's not upstairs. Evidently in a different city. What am I supposed to say to her? Okay, hang on. Ma'am?
Yes?
Okay, well, I'm sorry. What's your name again?
Dominique.
Okay. Dominique, look, you know what? We won't worry about it. We'll fix it.
Do you mean don't worry about it? You just called me to tell me that basically my husband is having sex with someone at the hotel, and now you're acting like I'm just supposed to act like this didn't happen? Hello?
Yeah.
And I did hear you talking in the background.
You heard who?
I heard you.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Can you hold on again, please?
Where are you at? Which is this? Which hotel is this?
Just hold on for a second, man. I didn't hit the mute button. I didn't hit the hold button. No, she heard everything we was talking about. I don't know. What am I supposed to say to her? The guy won't answer the phone, and his noise coming from the room all day. All right. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Dominique, Miss Dominique, I want to apologize. We thought we were...
Apology is not going to do it. I can solve the problem for you. What's your address? Tell me your address.
I'm not at liberty to give that information.
This is some bull. Some real bull. Can you put your manager on the phone or something?
My manager is actually in a meeting right now. I don't. Miss Dominique, I just want to say I truly apologize. I thought I was calling the person that was in the room. I'm really, really
sorry. You know
what? I don't know what to say.
There is nothing to say unless you're going to give me your address right now so I can be on my way over there.
What city are you in?
Don't worry about where I'm at. I can get to you and his ass. You know what? I'm going to call this mother myself, and he better call.
Okay, wait a minute.
I can solve your whole situation.
Okay, but
I'm calling his ass right now.
Okay, but will you wait? Because you're going to mess around. I'm going to lose my job.
I don't give a f*** about your job right now. Bro, you told me that my husband is some other in your hotel. Do you think I care? So what's your address so I can be on my way?
Okay. My
let me just call him.
No. My manager coming now. My manager.
Oh,
coming.
Now your manager is available. How convenient.
Okay. So my manager talked.
I don't want to talk to your manager.
Okay. I thought you wanted to talk to the manager.
I'm pissed off right now. So either you're going to give me your address.
This is my manager, Tommy. Can I put Tommy on the phone?
Sure.
Hey, Dominique.
Yes.
This is Tommy.
Okay, Tommy.
What's going on?
Your worker called me to tell me that my husband was having sex in your hotel too loud. And I asked him his address, and he won't give it to me. And I'm on my way down there, and I'm about to call my husband since he won't answer your call. And I did hear him talking to you in the background.
Okay. Well, did you hear who he was talking to?
No, I didn't.
Okay. He was talking to me, but do you know who I am?
No, I f***ing don't. And I don't really care.
But do you know Tommy at all?
Do I know Tommy? No.
Do you know Tommy?
No.
Okay. Do you know nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show? Do you know
Are
him?
Are you f***ing kidding? You asshole. How dare you? That's messed up, Tommy. Oh, my God. I'm not your friend right now, Tommy. And I don't like you anymore. I just want you to know that.
Oh, come on, Tommy, man. Come on. Come
that on. Ain't funny. It's not funny, Tommy. It's really not.
Okay. All right. I don't want to get off the phone and we're on bad terms now. We got to get back. We got to be on good terms when we get off the phone. Okay? Come on, Dominique. Laugh with me, baby, please.
Well, I don't know if you'd be laughing if somebody called you with this. But okay.
I wouldn't. You have a sister. Your sister's name is Lydia. Am I right?
Yes.
Lydia is who got me to prank phone call you, baby.
Okay, it's really going down now. I got something for you and her. Don't let me see you in the streets, Tommy.
Okay, let me ask you this, though, before you go. At least give me this. What's the baddest radio show in the land? Come on, 2020, let me ask.
You know, Steve Harvey and nephew Tommy. You know what, Tommy? You used to be my favorite. But now, I'm rolling with Steve. You could kiss my ass.
Oh, come on.
The sex is too loud, y'all. That's all I wanted to get across. You know, I just want to let you know, baby girl, the sex is too loud. That's all I'm saying. You and your husband knocking off.
I've never said this before, but you need to die for this one. This
Oh,
fire squad! Need to be taken out. Yeah.
The sex is too loud. Just bring it down, son. That's all I want.
I will put a hit on you. Oh my God! Yeah.
You ain't upstairs.
The sex is too loud.
Oh, you not upstairs? Oh.
Tommy, I have to give it to you though. But your 2020 pranks have been fire.
2020, baby, I'm coming at you.
Yeah, you're doing it in the 2-2, man. Uh-huh. You are doing it in the 2-2.
All right, drum roll, please. This is your boy, Thomas Miles, nephew Tommy. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Ready to Love is back. That's right, season 3. And guess where? It's not in Atlanta this time. It's in Houston, Texas, my hometown. So if you're in Houston and you are ready to love, you got to go to my website, thomasmiles.com. Look for the Ready to Love button and get yourself signed up. Ready to Love is about to hit Houston, Texas. That's the 3rd season. Oh, my God. I'm coming home. I found love in Houston a long time ago. How come you can't find love? Ready to Love. Houston, Texas, 3rd season. Oh, my God!
Whoa. On the OWN Network. Whoa. Yes. Season I saw it on 3. Social media. That's my show. I love that show, Ready to Love. Wow. Congratulations, nephew.
Thank y'all so much. Let him use
okay.
you. Thank you.
Why are you acting all shy? What? You've never acted shy.
Yes, I have, sir.
You have it, boy.
I'm always shy, sure.
All right. Congratulations, nephew. Thank you.
Yes.
Today's strawberry letter, so he's got the him. Sugar.
Congratulations, boy.
But
congratulations.
He's not being sweet.
Thank you, sir.
See you there.
We'll get into the strawberry letter coming up right after this.